town will survive. It always has. Trust me. One day it's going to thrive again, and we'll be the ones feeding its growth. Nay, nay. Come on. That was Raquel's nickname for her, and she spoke softly, realizing that her quiet best friend had probably been nurturing this dream for a long time. We've got to be realistic. Owning a restaurant is a good daydream, but real life doesn't work that way. It costs money, and God knows we're both broke. It takes skills, and God knows we don't have those. So? Nora said. We've got what matters, Maddie. We've got the vision. We can do this. So we need money. We'll get a loan. We need skills. We'll spend time working at places until we got them. Sure, Nora, Raquel had said. I'll tell you what. If you ever gather enough of a down payment to get a bank loan for this joint, I'll drop whatever it is I'm doing and come join you. Nora had nodded seriously, and Raquel had moved on to other topics, convinced that this was yet another daydream that would dissolve as the years moved on. The years had moved on, but the daydream had not. Through the death of her parents, through the loss of her childhood home, through the many, many jobs she worked as a cook in NYC and Boston, and through the night classes she took at a community college. Through it all, Nora had clung on to the dream, just as she'd clung on to her only real friendship. She and Raquel had been an odd pair, but they'd been inseparable since third grade. Nora was the quiet teacher's pet with a hidden wild streak, and Raquel, the madcap prom queen, with 100 boyfriends and a tendency to read complicated books by French philosophers. Nora was tall and gangly and blonde, with gray eyes and braces. Raquel was short, curvy, dark-haired, and as beautiful as a supermodel, with her sharp features and bright blue eyes. Whatever they were to the outside world, inside the tight bond of their friendship, they were no less than sisters. After Nora's parents died, it was Raquel who had helped her move on. The years had passed, and their lives had changed. Raquel had tried hard to become a musician. She'd gone to Nashville, and to San Francisco, and to Minneapolis, but her voice had never really been heard. So she'd settled and adjusted herself to a quiet life. She'd gone on to study accounting and begun working as an associate in a local firm of chartered accountants. Three nights a week, she followed her original passion. She sang in a band that would rotate gigs among the three bars in town. She'd made it a point to always speak to Nora once a week. Their Wednesday phone calls were sacrosanct. No matter what deadline approached the next day, or what hot band or movie or date they were missing out on, sisterhood trumped it all. 10 years after that first discussion of the diner, 3 months from this day, Nora had driven back into town in a rusty 1990s Camry. She made her way to town slowly, needing to psych herself up before she committed. Her journey had her winding through Ohio, Illinois, Kansas, and Colorado, before finally crossing the state lines into Wyoming. Nora still remembered the thrill she felt coming home after 10 years of being away, seeing the majestic snow-crested Tetons again. She'd been brought up in Wyoming, and its broad flat plains, its endless green stretch, and its jagged mountains. Seeing them now made her feel a stress being lifted from her shoulders, as if she'd been unconsciously caged by the metal hum of the city she'd lived in for so long. Here, in the shadows of the mountains, she felt tiny, but free. It felt epic, really. To an outsider, she would have looked like a pretty blonde with a sharp nose and bright eyes, tapping on the steering wheel of a rusty blue car. To herself, she felt as magnificent as an emperor returning from exile, and as frightened as a sheep crawling into a wolf's den. She'd found herself a place to stay, a small bedroom in an old lady's house, as cheap as possible since she was going to need every last penny she had for the diner. Then, she made her way to Raquel's and presented Raquel with her business plan. Once more, Raquel had said, "This is madness, Nay Nay." But this time, Nora was more persuasive. "I've saved, Raquel," Nora said. "I've saved half my salary at every job I've ever been in. I've lived poor for 10 years to build up the cash, and I'm ready to toss it all on this. We've got it now. We've got the money and the skills. All we need is the vision." But for the first time, there had been doubt in